Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments. Today, Monday, November 22nd. The grains closed higher today with D scored up 6 cents at 576 and three quarters. D sweet up 22 and three quarter cents at 845 and three quarters. And Jan beans up 11 cents at 1274 and a quarter. Kansas City wheat was up about 28 cents. Minneapolis was up 13. The oats were down 13 and a half. A strong day on the grains. The weather, I think, is behind most of it. That's prompting the funds to buy more. You know, they're already kind of loaded up on corn, as far as I'm concerned. But now, after today, maybe they're going to be long close to 40,000 wheat, maybe 55,000 beans. So they're certainly getting back up there again. But they certainly have a lot more room to go if they want to buy more here. My guess is we can make new contract highs the last Friday of the month, which will be this Friday. It's kind of odd. It's an odd week with the shortened day on Friday, with the holiday on Thursday. But, you know, if the funds want to continue to buy it, we can certainly rally out here. Are the fund managers going to be around Wednesday and Friday? I think it's doubtful. But we'll see who wants to buy what in the next couple of days out here. And I look at some of these other markets. The dollar is up 48 ticks. We're at 96.51 right now. I mean, do we expect more exports? With prices at $8.50 a wheat, are we expecting more exports? I don't see it. I see the American farmer long. I see the funds long. And, you know, the funds can continue to do what they want to do out here. But I think at some point, we've got to be looking at making some good sales. We made some sales already for next year. You know, we've just kind of stuck a toe in the water. But we may get more aggressive up here. New crop wheat is sitting out here at $8.50. I don't think that's an opportunity you can afford to lose. The export inspections were really pretty light. Corn, 618. Wheat, 178. Beans, 1.68. That's down from, I think it was 2.2 last week. So, you know, again, I think we're going to be cutting into exports. We didn't see any flash sales today. China is well behind what they've imported from us last year. So, you know, again, I think we're going to increase soybean carryouts next month. They talk about ethanol demand being ramped up a little bit, and it may be. But crude oil is now, you know, backed off of the highs by a good 8 to 9 cents. This morning when we were down, it was, you know, $9 to $10 off the highs. So I'm not sure we have the same kind of impetus with this inflation talk. I think gas prices are going to be coming down. I look at silver down 60 cents an ounce today, gold down 47 bucks an ounce, Bitcoin down 1,900 to 2,000 a coin. We've broken Bitcoin 13,000 off its highs in the last couple of weeks. We've broken gold almost 80 bucks an ounce in the last week and a half. None of that tells me that, you know, inflation is as big a concern as some people want to think it is out here. So I just question this whole fund buying based off of inflation. Now, are they buying it off inflation? Are they buying it off of weather? That remains to be seen. We've got some problems out here. It's too wet in Australia. It's too dry in Argentina. It's getting to be a little bit dry in South America, in the southern 15% of the country. But for the most part, things are looking better. If we get rains in Argentina Wednesday, Thursday as expected, I think that puts a little dampener on this thing. So, you know, again, I just think these are great opportunities to be looking at selling old crop and new crop out here, or at least taking some protection with some put options. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.